Okay, so I imagine that this Nick, since he's so young and able-bodied, he probably is the one in charge of changing Big Fatty's air filters, or did you have to change the air filter for him while you were there?
The air filter in his HVAC unit? In his
yes, place? His HVAC unit.
No, he never mentioned anything about it.
But that duty must have transferred over to Nick, because every time I would go over there, he'd be like, I need your help to change the air filter. We'd have to get up the ladder.
Restricted. Okay.
Yeah, we'd have to get up the ladder.
That did not come up at all. But Nick is quite tall, I would say. Yeah, I would say he's probably... He's at least 6'3".
Mamma mia.
Yeah. Probably has 0% body fat. Sweetness.
Oh, goodness. And there was no pictures. There was no pictures taken.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's so young and able-bodied.
Well, hello, everyone. Big Fatty, why did I scream like that? I don't know. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3283 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of September. Hey, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's Labor Day, yes, and we're here laboring. White Shoes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, in the U.S. of A, it is Labor Day. It is not spelled with a U. But I think I heard the Fed driver say that it was a Labor Day, probably spelled with a U, in northern Mexico also. But I'm not quite sure about that. Do you know about Labor Day? Y'all, I didn't know a whole lot about it. Y'all, it is a federal holiday in the U.S. It's celebrated on the first Monday in September. To honor and recognize the Americans' labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers to the development and achievements of the United States. Y'all, it was, let's just see here, in 1887, Oregon was the first state in the U.S. to make it an official public holiday, and by the time it became an official federal holiday in 1894, 30 states were officially celebrating Labor Day. It says here that more than 80 countries celebrate International Workers' Day on May the 1st. There's that. Big Fatty, but what about the sales? Well, funny you should mention that. Y'all, Dr. Stone, who you heard at the beginning of today's show, has been axing people. What Labor Day sales are you going to take advantage of? And y'all, I just thought I'd go and look and see what the biggest items were for Labor Day. Y'all, mattresses, big. Fatty, you just got a new one. I'm not gonna get one. Furniture, patio furniture. Big Fatty, isn't that a drag queen? It is. And it's also never mind. It's also a really bad St. Patrick's Day joke. Big Fatty. TV machines, fall clothes and gear, and appliances. So y'all, if you're in the market, by the way, I told Dr. Stone if I were him, I'd go on and get the crema candies while they're still plentiful. Big Fatty, they've been out for a month.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, good to see y'all today, the 7th of September. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, I met him, I believe I've got this right, I met him at Pride 48 in Las Vegas. Y'all, he's got several nicknames. He is the GFN General. And he used to be Dan, y'all. It's Dan. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Dan. It's true. And Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago, though. No, I don't think he did. But he'll let us know, I'm sure. And y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, you've heard Big Fatty talk about it many, many times. Y'all, he used to come check his contacts at the... And y'all, he has been out with us at the Dudley Do-Rights many, many times, and been on the Atlantis cruises, and went to the Amsterdam to Barcelona cruise with us. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I am, of course, talking about none other than Big Dick. Big Fatty, we love Big Dick, and we love Big Dicks, too. Well, okay. So, y'all, if you see No-No Dan or Big Dick on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old cake loaded with candles so that they can blow them. Big Fatty, I have gotten vulgar. So, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I prepared the Friday little show. Y'all, speaking of Friday little shows, y'all, did you notice how Crooked Hat couldn't be bothered? Couldn't be bothered to put out a Friday little show on Friday. Evidently had trouble with the flying bugs kept him from posting it until Saturday. So y'all, I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, and y'all, his air conditioning has gone out, and y'all, he it's just like he's living in a sauna, living in a sauna. But anyway, y'all, before I go any further, a couple of things. You know, last week or Sunday. On the Friday little show, y'all, we celebrated the boy genius's birthday on Sunday, and y'all, I couldn't remember how old he was. I said he was probably, I knew he was driving, so he was probably 15 or 16 or 17. Y'all, he's 18 years old. Y'all, I cannot believe it, bitch. Fatty, before you know it, he'll be drinking. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. But anyway. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, also, this past weekend, and I heard this, I got an e-letter from that Holly from the enormous little show. Y'all, he and his husband, and I think his husband's name is Jay. Harley, if I don't have that right, y'all, sometime this past weekend they had an anniversarium, but I'm not going to announce it because I don't know when over the weekend it was. So, Harley, you'll have to get back in touch with me on that. And, y'all, then one last thing today, the 7th, y'all, it is. It's an important day for other than celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is the day that my Northeast Straight Daddy okay? Was first ruined. Y'all, it's the first time he listened to the little show. Big Fatty, talk about a Labor Day. Well, he did labor, but well, that didn't, it wouldn't necessarily be on Labor Day. But y'all, he's still laboring to get all caught up. Y'all, speaking of getting all caught up, y'all, over the weekend, I don't know what got into all of you, but y'all, I got 9 voice letters over the weekend. Big Fanny, well, we've got content till grandma, and so that's all good. But y'all, Thursday night, watched the I did something else. Did young Nicholas come over Thursday night? I want to say he did, but I'm not sure if he did. So anyway, y'all, I watched the Big Brother. You know, the live eviction and the Love Island and then y'all, I gotta say, this past weekend I've slept pretty well. Oh, Big Fatty, well, you can't wait to tell them about you sleeping on Friday night. Y'all, y'all got up Friday and, you know, it was just a nice day. Oh, and y'all were having Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, I had browned a pound of hamburger meat with some onions, and then I took a container of the queso dip and some slices of the, what is that called, the pepper jack cheese, and mixed it all together and got it all bubbly and all. And we had that and pita chips to dip in it. And we had some homemade French onion dip. And y'all, I had the mozzarella sticks. And y'all, Durwood wasn't quite sure that was going to be enough. But y'all, it was plenty. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I have to say that my bartender, he was properly stirring a little bit more than he should have been, because y'all, Big Fatty was, y'all, I's fucked up. Ah, Big Fatty, it's a holiday weekend. Well, y'all, Granny and Durwood, they left at a reasonable time. And y'all, after they left, y'all, I was like, and young Nicholas stayed and helped me get to bed and everything. Because, y'all, I'm telling you, I was sitting on the toilet going, and he brought me an Alka-Seltzer, and he offered the trash can for me to vomit in. But I said, no, I will vomit in the toilet. And then I didn't. Until after he left, but he helped get me in bed and everything. Y'all, he was just as sweet as he could be. Big Fatty, the only thing sweeter is when he changes the air conditioning. Felt well, anyway. I did get up and it was too much. And y'all got up on Saturday, and my stomach was still kind of, y'all, it was, I just had a calm Saturday. It's calm Saturday. And y'all, Saturday night, y'all, I watched the college sports ball. I know that Mean Kane has been watching it also. I'm sure he's excited. And then the Hatlanta Braves baseball, watching that this weekend. And y'all, like I said, Friday night, I slept like a drunk, like I slept like Otis. Slept like Otis, Big Fatty, y'all, and, I forgot, y'all, something else happened on a Friday night.
You know we love our granny, we know that she's all right, but she's got some peculiar notions at Big Fatty's tonight.
Daddy,
indeed, y'all, granny came over, yeah, of course he was early, you know, we were all gonna get together. You know, Durwood gets off work at 5, and Nicholas gets off at, you know, whenever he's done. And so Granny was here at 3:30. And, y'all, we were sitting here talking. He and I, well, you know, we have our special time. Beep! That sounds vulgar. But, y'all, he was telling me about, and I don't know if I have this right, but he was telling me about Tim in Alaska. wanting to get this ring. It was one of those Potty Harry rings. And I went, the what? He goes, you know, the Potty Harry. And so, y'all, if you enjoy the wizardry of Potty Harry, let Granny know. Bing, Fanny. Y'all then, y'all, a cool front move through Saturday night. I'm not going to say it's a cold front, because y'all, but we're only going to get into the 80s this week. So, y'all, there's just a little taste of spring. And y'all, I got up on Sunday, and I did my 5-grid Sudoku. I'm not done with it, but so far so good. And and then y'all, young Nicholas had to do an errand and run by and get a case of wine for Durwood. So he stopped by, and we had a little visit. And y'all, I had got out around noontime on Sunday. Y'all, I've already gotten in 6,000 steps, and I'm going to wait until about 7 p.m. in the evening after the serious evening news. Then go, y'all, I've decided I'm going to get a minimum of 10,000 now. But y'all, in addition to all of that, there was something in the Villa mailbox.
Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. I got two things. One came from that, Lesbyterian delivery service, and one came from the UPS, you know, that's the postal service, y'all, and one of them, it's in a black a bag here, and y'all, I'm just going to open it up here, and just, there's no, oh, y'all, it's a Max, and, y'all, it's a Max, but it's got bacon on it, big fatty, who's it from? Well, it doesn't say. It just doesn't say. And I don't know. Well, I don't know who sent that, but I love it. Big Freddy, you can wear that to the Von's East. I absolutely will. And y'all, it seems to be kind of fancy. It's got like a pad or something in that you stick in. That's really quite fancy, and it's got bacon. Y'all, I can't wait to wear it. And y'all, then the second one, let's just get it opened up here before the time runs out on us. There's a card here for this one. It says, a gift for you. Love you. Y'all, is from my Northeast State daddy. Y'all, maybe he's celebrating his first day of being ruined by the fat one, y'all, and it's on me. Y'all, it is emergency underpants. B, Fanny, put those in ruby red. It's one pair fits most adults. Oh, fits most adults, Dan. You were just. Are you too kind for that? I don't know. But who doesn't need Big Fatty? You don't have regular underpants. All your underpants are emergency. Well, you know what? You're exactly right. Well, Dan and whoever the mystery person is, thank you so much for those. Maybe the mystery person will reveal themselves. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I hope you have a lovely Labor Day. I know many of you will have to labor today, but if not, kick back. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now here. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Dr. Stone from over there at the now defunct Lotzel. And Dr. Stone, any words of labor?
He's so young and able-bodied.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much for noticing my youthfulness.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.